I just want to look at the Bible tonight for just a little bit and share with you a word. Matthew chapter 21, this evening we will begin reading at verse number 1. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21 and verse number 1, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway they will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and the colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strode them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come in Jerusalem, all that city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. What's next? What's next? And we look at this and we see in this Palm Sunday when Jesus came riding in on that foal of an ass and he made that triumphant entry into Jerusalem. He come to present himself as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to a people. He come to establish his coming with them, that they might know that somebody has been sent, that somebody has come, and that somebody was none other than Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And as we see him coming in, and we see the multitudes as they come out, and they begin to break off the branches, and they begin to throw them in the road, and they begin to cry out, and a great multitude spreading their garments and breaking branches and strode them in the way, and the multitudes went before them, and their voice as a unison as one were crying, Hosanna, amen, to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They were saying, Lord, save now. Do that now, God. That needs to be done. I would say today we could. What's next for me and you in the day and hour that we live? It's to cry, Jesus, Hosanna, Lord. Save us now. Move on the scene now. Come in, Lord. Take over at everything, every aspect of our life, every avenue that we trod. Help us, oh God, manifest yourself. Come in and show us the power of an almighty God one more time. Do that, God, that we so desperately need right now. We need a touch from heaven. We need a tug from the throne of grace. We need some help, praise God, that we can't have within ourselves. We don't have, praise God, but we need a strengthening from the Lord God of heaven. And we ask you, Lord God, today that you do that, even right now, that they was seeing Jesus and they was recognizing who he was, and they was crying out, Hosanna, thou Son of David. And the glory to God. What a word to be crying out. What a word to have on your heart. Amen. To be manifest in the people looking for somebody that would come along. Not just somebody, not just anybody, but the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that would come on the scene and make that difference. Amen. That first Palm Sunday. Brother Jeff, there's been a lot of Palm Sundays too. It happened since then. Over 2,000 years, Jesus, amen, has been helping, encouraging. The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ has been there. That good news. That good news of a Savior. That good news of some hope. That good news, praise God. That'll help us to rise up above everything that would hold us down and overcome, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. They were looking for him. They was expecting him. They was wanting somebody, praise God, to come. And the Bible says that the whole city was moved. And they said, who is this? Who is this man that would come humble riding on an ass? He don't look like a king to me. But praise God, I want to say he was one with all power and all authority. They said he was that man Jesus. He was that prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. He was that, well, glory. He was that promised one. The one that was promised from God. The one that was promised from the beginning. The one that had been there, praise God, all the while. Glory to God, I'm glad he was there then and he's there now. Church, praise God, he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As long as we put our trust in him, praise God, the next thing that we can look for is him to move on the scene. Praise God, to come again and take us out of here. Amen. We get to look at this and we think about what took place. Amen. And I thought about this as I was studying the other day. And I think about what would compel these people to come out in such a fashion? What would compel these people to come out this man, Jesus, the Christ? What would cause them to be so excited and so excitable about this man, Jesus Christ? I want probably the same things that makes me excited, because what he's able to do in the hearts and the minds of people, amen, he's able to do a super abundant above anything we could ask or think, hope or imagine, amen, of glory to God, because he is the God of glory, amen. Praise God, we see in Matthew chapter number 8, as we look at this, and I was thinking on this, I just want to kind of try to tie these together today as we're looking and thinking about what these people, why they were so excited about the Lord Jesus. Hey, listen, I can tell you why I'm excited about my Savior today, because Jesus Christ, my Lord, come to where I was when I couldn't get to Him. He come to where you was when you couldn't get to Him. Brother Robert, your arm wasn't long enough that you could reach to where He was at, but I'm glad, praise God, He come through space and time. I said he come through space and time and came down to where you was right on time. Amen. I will say glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's never been late all the days of our lives, all the days of those before our grandmas, our grandpas, our mamas and daddies. He's always been right on time. Amen. And he's still on time today. Ain't you glad of that? Amen. You say, well, preacher, it just seems like he's late. Praise God. No, he's right on time. Amen. He was days late for Lazarus, but yet he was right on time. Amen. 4 days he laid in the grave. He said, by now he stinketh. Amen. Amen. 4 days rotten. Amen. That putrefying flesh had been to rise up on him. Amen. I wonder, in the world we live, I wonder how many days dead you are. Wonder how many days dead the world is around us. Amen. If you're lost this morning, praise God, you're dead and you trespass the sin. Got a putrefying flesh. Amen. A rotten flesh. It's rotten to the world. But thank God, I'm glad there's a Savior to come by today. Amen. To rescue your flesh. Hey, rescue your soul. Take you to places, praise God, you never dreamt you could go. And the only way you can go, the only way you can get there is the way. And the way is Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad I don't have to work my way in. I'm glad I don't have to buy my way in. I'm glad I don't have to pray my way in. Praise God, I'm glad I just accepted Jesus Christ and what He done for me, because like these folks right here, praise God, what was next in my life was just to ask Him to forgive me of my sins. Come into my life, praise God, when I cried out for help. Praise God, heaven answered. Amen. Ain't you glad? When you cried out for help, heaven answered. But the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 8 about some instances in the Lord's life. Praise God, when He come by, and the next thing, amen, what was next in their lives? We see in Matthew chapter number 8 in verse 1, and the Bible said, when he would come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Amen. They was looking for something from safe. Boy, I would have got it, a great multitude could follow him again. Amen. The Bible says that we're supposed to be followers of Christ. Amen. If you ain't following Christ tonight, something's wrong. Something's messed up. You go, preacher, I can take it or leave it. Well, you probably done left it. Amen? Because you've never been saved. You've never been born again. Well, preacher, you can't say that. You can't predict that, praise God. The Bible says we're judged by our fruit. Amen. If you don't want nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, after He saved you from your sins, praise God, your fruit's rotten. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Amen. But said He come down, praise God, multitudes was following Him. Amen. Boy, I wouldn't have got multitudes. I don't think we'd be in this mess we're in America today if we was following Jesus like we ought to. Amen. God's got a way of getting our attention. He will. Amen. He said, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. Amen. Do you see what's happening here? I pray God He come down off of the mountain, multitudes upon multitudes, but one that was unclean. And now that's what they said they had to do when they had leprosy. They had to proclaim themselves unclean. They had to tell the whole world the situation they was in. They had to tell everybody around them, stay back and stay away. Kind of like we're doing today in the hour we live. We got to have social distancing. I come around the other day, had to go to the store, and I come around the end of the aisle way, and there's a lady coming in, and me and her both jumped plumb out of our shoes, and she said, ain't it amazing what this thing's doing to us? It's making us afraid of each other. I said, yeah, but I'm glad God's still in control. I'm glad God knows just exactly what we need, and God Almighty's there, praise God, to help us, amen, to get through this thing. Amen. They'd have us to holler unclean. Amen. They said that the leper came to Him and He worshipped Him. Amen. He worshiped. You say, well, preacher, how did He worship in him a leper? Uncurable disease. Hello? Amen. Uncurable disease. As far as I know, they still not a cure for leprosy. Amen. They got some things that helps ease it up and things that keeps from getting it as bad, but it's a terrible disease. Amen. They said, Lord, He magnified the Lord Jesus Christ. He magnified the Lord of heaven. Amen. He lifted Him up. Well, I wonder how many times in our daily life we lift up the Lord. We magnify Him for His goodness and His mercy. Amen. But He had a great faith. What's next for me and you, praise God, is to be like He's been. I want to tell you some people here that had great faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. They had great confidence in who He was. Had great confidence in what He was able to do. I don't have no confidence in me. I don't have no confidence in me. Amen. But praise God, I've got confidence in what Jesus can do. I've got confidence in what He's already done, praise God. And I want to say by authority, the Word of God, this blessed old book, praise God, He's not finished yet. Amen. He's still a working. Hell, you know, preacher, because He's still a working on me. Amen. He's still doing for me that I need Him to do for me. He said, Lord, if Thou wilt, amen, Thou canst make me clean. He said, Lord, if You will, amen. He said, if it be Your will, amen. He said, Thou canst make me clean. I want to say God can make you clean. Amen. All this mess that's going on in the world, God can take care of it. Amen. God's able. If we just believe, He's able to clean us up. He's able to cleanse us. He's able to get rid of the pestilence and the disease in this land. Amen. If we'll just ask Him, we'll just trust Him. He said, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. Amen. But what really got me on this is look what Jesus does. Now, the world today tells us we got to stay away from them, can't touch nobody. Can't be within 6 feet of anybody. Amen. Stay back at least 6 feet so somebody don't slobber on you. Amen. I told him before service this evening, I said, I got me a handkerchief so if I get the slobbering, I'll have something to catch it in. But they told me, said, preacher, you don't worry about it. You just go ahead and preach. Praise God. God will take care of the rest of it. I will say glory to His name. What a God we serve. I can't help but get excited about God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ and that sweet Spirit of God that stirs down in my soul and gives me the confidence, praise God, that He promised He'd ever be here with me all the way. Amen. The Bible said, verse 3, said Jesus put forth His hand and touched Him. Amen. And touched Him. He wasn't afraid of Him. Amen. Why? Because Jesus wasn't afraid of sin. He wasn't afraid for the cause of sin. He wasn't afraid of the curse on this earth, praise God, because he had come, amen, to overcome, praise God, the curse of this world. He come to make folks clean. He come to clean us up, praise God, by his mighty hands. I want to say, praise God, Brother Robert, I'm glad Jesus Christ was a hands-on Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. I praise his holy name. He was a hands-on. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. Amen. He said, I will. He reached forth. He touched that old leper. He said, I will, son. He said, be thou clean. Amen. Lord, can you just see that? And that faith. I'm talking about a great faith. He come and worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ when everybody else was saying, probably said, stay back. Get back away from. Don't come near. Everybody was scattered out around this old leper. But Jesus come to him, praise, allowed him come and worshiped him. And he said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And pray that Jesus reached out and touched him in love and compassion. He said, I will be thou clean. Amen. You know what he was saying, Brother Robert? He was saying, it's my will that you be clean. Amen. I want to say today on authority of God's Word, what's next for you and me, praise God, is to be clean in the presence of the Lord. To be clean and pure, praise God, by the touch of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. He said, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Immediately he was cleansed. Immediately he'd been made clean. Amen. No more hollering, unclean. Unclean, praise God. I can remember today, glory to God, when Jesus saved my soul, praise God, and I could holler from the rooftop, I'm clean, praise God, I'm clean. Amen. If you remember what you felt like the day you got saved, you remember how the whole world, the old trash heap of the world, Brother Austin was lifted off of you, and all of a sudden, first time in your life, you felt a, well, glory, you felt a pureness down in your soul, praise God, and you got excited about it, amen, and you couldn't wait to get home and tell everybody, praise God, where's that excitement now? We ought to still be excited about a God that'll clean you up. Amen. I said a whole lot. Amen. That you can preach it straighter than I can live it. But you're not preaching it straighter than I like it. Amen. I like the Word of God. Praise God to come where I'm at. And clean me up. Praise God. Show me how much the Lord loves me, cares for me, what He wants to do in my life. These old folks back here was hollering, Hosanna! Hosanna! Amen. They had seen something down the road. Amen. They'd seen something down the road, Brother Austin. I'm glad I seen something down the road. I've seen things down the road, praise God. Now, I know I've not been in this as long as a lot of people. But I've been in it long enough to know, praise God, that there's some things that happened down the road that I couldn't have got through by myself. But praise God, I realize what's next in my life, praise the Lord, is just look for Lord Jesus Christ. My soon coming Savior, praise the Lord. And He's going to come right on time. Amen, right on time. Jesus went on down a little ways. The Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 8, He said in the verse 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, amen, there came unto Him a centurion beseeching Him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Amen, Jesus goes on down the road. He goes to his home base. Now, Capernaum was their home base. That's where he worked out of a lot. They was a synagogue there, and they was Peter's house there at Capernaum. And praise God, they would come together, either in a synagogue or in Peter's house. And they would he would worship, he'd refuel, he'd reboot, praise God, so he could keep on sharing the gospel, that good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with those that come along. And when he gets back over there, that centurion, amen, praise God, he had done heard some things on the highways and the byways of this world. And he was there to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when he come his way. Amen, I tell you what, your new church, tonight we ought to just gather up and pray up and be ready to meet Jesus along the way, praise God, when He comes by again. Amen. Just link up with Him and just shout the praises of glory. Amen. Till the roof falls in. Amen. Praise God. I can't wait until we gather back here at Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church. Praise God with all my brothers and sisters in Christ. And we take it for granted so many times. But I want to say I don't take you for granted. I love you. Praise God. I miss you. But glory to God, I want to say one day in a little while, church, we go, hey, We're going to gather together back over here again. And we're going to shout the praises of God. Amen. Till we shout the roof off His place. Amen. Glory for His glory and His honor. Bless His holy name. Praise God. But the old servant, old centurion, he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy. Now you notice he didn't bring him with him. You say, well, preacher, he didn't bring him with him because sick of palsy, he's paralyzed, he wasn't able to go. And it had been too big a burden for him to get him there. I want to say this was a centurion, had men at his beck and call. He could have put him on a cot. He could have got men, grab each corner, praise God, and he could have brought him to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say, what's next? What we're talking about here, what I'm talking about in a triumphant entry of Lord Jesus Christ is when we get to looking for Lord Jesus Christ, we get to expecting Him to do marvelous and wonderful things, praise God, that's beyond all reckoning of men. Amen. When it don't make no sense, praise God, it can still happen. Amen. Said he was sick of the palsy. He was paraplegic. He was paralyzed. Grievously paralyzed. Grievously in anguish of his condition. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Amen. I'll come and heal him. Amen. I'll come and take care of that paralyzed. I'll come take care of that palsy. But notice what the centurion says. The centurion answered and said, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. What kind of faith do you have tonight? Amen. What kind of great faith, praise? It takes great faith to say, Lord, hey, I don't want you to come. You don't come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. I want you to just speak the word, and I'm just going to believe the word. Praise God, I'm glad I've got the word. I'm glad I believe the word. I'm glad He speaks the word. I'm glad I believe His word. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes all the difference in my life. It gives me peace and happiness and joy down, praise down in my soul because I believe His word. Amen. He said, I just speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. He didn't say he might be. Or he didn't say he could be. He didn't say he ought to be. He said, my servant shall be healed. He said, I know that you're able to do this because verse 9 he says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. He said, I'm a man that's under somebody else. And what they tell me to do, he said, that's what I do. Amen. And he said, I've got soldiers under me. And what I tell them to do, I expect them to do. Amen. Expectancy. You know, we don't use that word very much in our Baptist churches no more. But we ought to have a higher expectation of what God's able to do. We are to expect Him to love and keep us, praise God, to help us, to heal us, to turn us, praise God, to save us by His marvelous grace, to touch our hearts, our homes, our families, our children, to the saving of soul. We ought to have a higher expectation of our God. Amen. He says, I say unto this man, go, and he goeth, and to the other, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, hey, listen, Lord, I don't need you to come down to the house. My servant's laying down at the house, and he said, if you just say it, he's going to be better. Amen. He said, I'm expecting when I get home, amen, if it's your will that you heal him, praise God, when I get back to the house, he'll be doing better. Amen. Jesus, and when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Amen. What's next? What's needed, praise God, is a great faith. Amen. What's needed is a great faith. That's what's next. He said, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, in the kingdom of God, of heaven. Amen. But now look at verse 13. He said, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Amen. Praise God. It took a great faith. What was next, praise God, in the life of the centurion was the same thing that was next in the life of this leper. It was a great faith to believe on Lord Jesus Christ to heal the body, saving the soul. Whatever's needed in the world today. We've got a virus that's running rampant in this world. What's needed today is a great faith in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. The great physician to heal us, praise the Lord, from this scourge on the earth. Amen. He said, "Preacher, you believe God could do that? I know God could do it. I know God's able, praise God. We could wake up in the morning and it'd be like a Syrian army. It could be gone. Conquered, wiped out. Amen. If it be the will of God." You say, "Preacher, you really believe?" I believe that with all my heart. Because I know who my God is. I know whom I serve, Brother Robert. And He's able to do all things. Amen. So we see that what was next in the life of this leper was a great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What was next in the life of this centurion was a great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see Peter's mother. Now I see them as they work, maybe worshiping in the synagogue, and they go across the street down into Peter's house. Amen. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, He saw His wife's mother, His mother-in-law, laid and sick of a fever. So Peter goes to they go to Peter's house. Amen. And there, and after He had healed, proclaimed the healing of the centurion's servant, He goes to Peter's house, and Peter's mother's laid up, sick, running a fever, not well, could be contagious. Amen. Say, anytime you run in a fever, you could be contagious. You most likely are. Here they have a whole house full of people. And he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And guess what he did? The Bible said he touched her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. What did he do? We see that hands-on Savior come by one more time. We see the Lord Jesus Christ put His hands on one more time. How many times is Jesus, before we get out of this life, Brother Austin, how many times is He going to come by and be a hands-on God for us? How many times? How many times has the Lord been a hands-on God for you? And the Bible said He touched her hand and the fever left her and she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. But Jesus Christ, praise God. The great physician come into the room with the balm of Gilead, praise God. And He touched her with His hand and she was healed and made whole. The fever left her. Amen. The fever left her. She rose and ministered. So you wouldn't want somebody that was sick cooking you no food. You don't want nobody that's sick serving your table. I was talking to a fellow the other day. He was talking about these people that come, they wait on us. And the reason they tell us to stay 6 feet apart, Brother Jeff, is because when we talk, sometimes we spray a little bit. Amen? You see, I thought just preachers did that. No, everybody does. And somebody said the other day, when a waitress comes and asks me what I need, I just try to tell them real quick, I don't need anything. Amen? When they're carrying my food out, I don't want them talking to me. Because I don't want them... You say, "Preacher, that's disgusting." I don't want them spraying my food. Amen? Praise God. I want their hands to be clean. And I want them to keep their slobber to themselves. Amen? Praise God. Maybe they ought to wear them visors. Keep that stuff out. Amen? But Jesus came and He touched her. He reached in and touched her. And she got up, praise God. And they wasn't afraid to let her minister to them. Why? Because she had been touched by Jesus. Amen. I'm not afraid of people to minister to me when they've been touched by Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. It makes a difference. So we see as they go, what was next was the touch of Jesus on Peter's mother-in-law. Amen. She rose and the fever left her and she ministered unto them. Amen. And when the even was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils. And He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick. What was next in the life of Jesus? What was next in the life of these people? They looked around and somebody said, "Jesus is in the house." Amen. Jesus in the house. And so they began to bring to Him those that was possessed with devils. Amen. I want to say, praise God, that the world we live in today, these people that's possessed with devils. Amen. Full of the devil. That's why they do what they do. And Jesus Christ, praise God, He came and He cast out those that was possessed with devils. Those that were taken by evil spirits. Amen. And He cast them out. Amen. And with His word. And He healed all that were sick. Amen. People say, well, preacher, how are we going to get through all this mess we're in? Praise God, through Jesus. The Bible said here that He healed all. He didn't say some of them. Amen. He healed all that were sick. Amen. He touched them. He could do the same thing again. Well, it takes great faith. What's next in the lives of history in America is to have great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That the prophecy would be fulfilled. Prophecy fulfilled. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ Himself took our infirmities, our weakness and our lack of strength, and He empowers us with the strength from heaven. Amen. When we put our faith and our trust in Him. Bless His holy name. He come to where we was. He come to where they were. And they began to minister to them. What was next in their life, praise God, was the touch of God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. Then we see in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 23, well, Jesus was out on the sea with His disciples. He entered into a ship, verse 23, His disciples followed Him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but He was asleep. Amen. You a preacher, don't He care? Oh, He cares more than you'd ever know. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes He does things just to test our faith. Amen. Just to see if we're trusting Him. Amen. Jesus won't tell you to get in the boat and go to the other side, praise God, if He's not going to make a way for you to get there. Amen. For you to get there, praise the Lord. He will make that way. Amen. Praise God. And the disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And He saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Amen. He said, why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? Where's your faith? Didn't I tell you to get in the ship, get in the boat, go to the other side? Amen. I want to say, child of God, listen to me tonight. Jesus Christ has told us, praise God, get the old ship of Zion, praise God, and go to the other side. Amen. He said, don't worry about the storm. Don't worry about the trials. Don't worry about the situations, praise God. Just stay in the boat. Amen. Stay in the boat. You're safe in the boat. Bless His holy name. The Bible said, then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. Amen. He calmed the wind. You know, there's a strong wind a-blowing tonight. There's a strong wind that's blowing, a wind of unsurety, a wind of consciousness, a wind that's a whipping across America tonight, causing people to be stirred, causing people to be panicky, causing people to be dissuaded. Amen. In every situation, the wind of controversy is a blowing across this nation, and it's a strong wind. It's a hard wind. But I want to say praise be to God that the keeper of the wind, He knows exactly where it's coming from. He knows exactly how strong it's a blowing, and He knows exactly how to calm the storm. Amen. Praise God. Said He rose and He rebuked the winds. You know what I believe? I believe tonight, I believe if we had fallen on our face as God's people, we'd cry out to God in humbleness of heart and confess our sins and ask God to forgive us and to help us and to heal our land. I believe God would rebuke the wind of controversy. I believe God would rebuke the wind of this disease that's scouring our country. Praise God. I believe He'd roll back the tables and He'd give us peace down in our souls. Amen. He'd rebuke those winds, those contrary winds that's a-blowing against us. Amen. Those waves that's boisterous, that's overflowing us, that feel like they're going to sink our ship. He said, if we just, what's next is just trust a great faith in the Lord. Amen. They was out there in the sea, in the ocean. Amen. You get out there in the water you get in a little old boat, they ain't nowhere to go. Amen. But just trust the Lord. That's all they could do. He said, where's your faith? Am I not here with you? Where's our faith today, church? Is He not here with us? Has He not promised to never leave us nor forsake us? Did He not promise you'd never see the righteous forsaken or a seed of begging bread? Amen. He said, I'll be here with you. I'll be here for you. I'll help you all the way. till the end of the way. Amen. And he said, I'll take you my way to be with me where I am. Bless his holy name. He said, and he rebuked the winds and the sea. He rebuked the wind. But he rebuked the waves. And the Bible says that there was a great calm. Amen. You know, there's always a calm after the storm. Amen. Sometimes we get in the storm, we get caught up in the activity of the storm, and we forget who's in charge of this thing. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the one that's in charge. He is the one that's in control. Amen. What was next for these people, for these fellows, was to have great faith in the Lord that they might make it to the other side. The Bible says, but the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Exclamation point. Amen. So what kind of man is this? I tell you what kind of man Jesus is. He's the great I am. Amen. That's who he is. He's the God of heaven. He's the creator of all the universe. Bless his holy name. That's who he is. He's the God of prophecy. He's the God that they've told us about through eternity. See, these folks was looking at him at that great triumphant entry. On that Palm Sunday when Jesus would come to town. Amen. The folks went out because they heard him. Amen. Hey, what's next? Said, we've seen him heal. We've seen him cure people. We've seen him cure diseases. We've seen him calm the waves. We've seen him still the sea, has calmed the seas. What's next? What can he do next? Praise God, he can still do that he's promised he'll do. Amen. He's still the promises and the prophecies that he's promised, praise God, is still being fulfilled today. Over 333 prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ was fulfilled in his first coming, 109 of them. Amen. 109. 224, Brother Robert, are yet to be fulfilled. But they'll be fulfilled when he comes again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? They'll be fulfilled when he comes again. One out of every 30 verses in the New Testament is about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? About the second coming. 23 of 27 New Testament books mention the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, telling us about His soon coming Savior. A ratio of first coming versus second coming is 1-8. Amen? Jesus was told that He was coming the first time. But praise God, he was really told, amen, so that he's coming the second time. Because God didn't want us to get dissuaded. God wants us to be encouraged and encouragers. Praise God, he said, don't worry, it ain't going to get too bad till Jesus comes. One day in a little while, Jesus is coming. So what's next? What's next, church? It's having a great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ of a soon coming Savior that's coming to get us, to take us out of here. Amen. A triumphant entry. He made it once. Brother Austin, he's going to do it again. There's going to be a triumphant entry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I ask a question today. What's next for me and you? What needs to be next for me and you, for you and I, is to have a triumphant entry of Lord Jesus Christ into our heart and soul. A triumphant entry. When He comes, we receive Him in. Praise God. With hosannas, Lord, save now. Lord, take me now. Lord, keep me now. Lord, use me now. Lord, be my Savior now. What's next for me and you? The message that we have, praise God, that we've seen, that we've heard, that we've read, and they was looking for. They said, He's a soon coming Savior. Amen. Praise God. He's coming, He's coming. He came and He's coming again. A triumphant entry. Amen. Just like He had in Jerusalem, He can have in your heart today a triumphant entry into your heart and your soul to be your Lord and your Savior. That's what's next. Amen. That's what needs to be next. That's what needs to happen next. You say, well, preacher, I've been saved, but what about those around us? What about those that's lost and undone? Our families, our loved ones, our friends, our mamas and papas, our mamas and daddies, our children that are lost without God. What's next in their life? What if they get this coronavirus? What if they get sick? What if they get cancer? What if something dreadful that we would never hope on anybody happens? What's next for them? I want to say, Brother Jeff, if they're a child of God, If they've been saved and born again, Lord God, there's just a graduation day. Amen. There's a day. What's next for them is if they've been born again, is a graduation day when we'll go out of here to be with the Lord. And the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. We're going out of here, young, and one day in a little while, Jesus is coming. What's next for the church? Where it says to see our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ought to just proclaim it. We ought to tell it. We ought to shout it from the rooftops everywhere we go that Jesus is coming soon. Amen. He's coming. He's coming soon. He's coming to take us to be with Him just like He promised He would. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, He said, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Praise God. What's next is going home to be with our Lord and Savior. Going home to be with our Lord over on the other side to that place that He's prepared for us. You say, preacher, how do you know you get there? Because your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. It's been penned in the indelible ink of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in that spot that's prepared for you. Amen. So that what next is for us is a triumphant entry. When Jesus comes, praise God, and He calls us out of here, we go be with Him. And we'll have a triumphant entry into the portals of glory one day in a little while. Those of us that's been born again, those of us that's been saved, what's next? Amen. Is a going home day. Hallelujah, graduation into the presence of a holy God. Boy, I don't know about you. I'm excited about that day, ain't you? I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we love You and we thank You. God, we've done our best, Lord, to give that You give us. God, that's what's next, what we expect, what we look for in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God, as You begin continue to do those miracles and marvelous things that You've done in the past, and God, You're still the same God today. Still doing those wonderful, marvelous things for Your people. And God, I pray, Heavenly Father, You just touch us, God, by Your mighty hand. I pray that You'd help us, God, to be where we need to be. And I pray that You, if we're not, well, I pray that You'd help us to get there through the sweet Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. Lord, I pray You touch our hearts, tug our hearts, touch us, heal us, lead us, guide us, cleanse us, Lord, by Your powerful Word. And God, help us, God, to be clean and pure when You come to get us, take us home. God, I pray, Lord, what's next on Your agenda is what's best for me, what's best for everyone else. God, what's best for the church. And God, I ask You, Lord, just to have Your will and way in every heart and every life. I pray You touch. God, I pray, Lord, that You'll just give us, God, safety, God, from this old virus and sickness, Lord, of this world. God, I pray that You'd give us, most of all, that great faith, God, that these others had, Lord, that we can have also in our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, God, not to put our faith in man or the world or things thereof, but God, to put our faith in Jesus Christ, the great physician, the healer of mankind. God, we ask You now, Lord, just have Your will and way. Touch us, God, as only You can. And Lord, we'll thank You and praise You. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, church family. We love you. We appreciate you. We miss each and every one of you so much. I can't even tell you how much. As Brother Jeff's already said, boy, it's going to be a rejoicing day when we can come together again in the presence of Holy God and worship Him. And we should never take this for granted, this little place that God's given us up here on this hill. But boy, we ought to be here every time we can, just praising and worshiping God together. Amen. Just trusting Him to do for us that needs to be done. And so we can gather together at His house. What's next? Wouldn't it be good if we could gather together here together and worship Him in spirit and truth? God bless you is our prayer. Until next time.